We worship together. We encourage each other. All right, with your arm around him, just begin to pray for him. Jesus, I just pray for each person whose arm is around the other person, God. These friends in this place who love each other, they have stories of how you've rescued them. And God, I pray that you would help each person to know that you've rescued them and they would worship you because you've rescued them, God. So God, we put our arm around somebody and we say, God, thank you for rescuing me. Can you say that today? God, you've rescued me. Thank you, God, for rescuing me. Thank you, God, for rescuing me. Thank you so much. We pray this, God, and we love you so much. In Jesus' name, everybody said. All right, you can say it loud today. Say it together. Everybody said. Amen, amen. You can find your way back to your seat. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Up Kids. Okay. Wow. Wow. Boys and girls, this is our second week of Up Kids Got Talent. We've been talking about some things that are pretty cool. Last week we had someone come up and play the keyboard for us, and we had someone on the screen, Mr. Levi and Mr. Drew right over here. Can we give him one more clap today? Didn't he do a good job? We're going to talk about a different talent every single week. How many of you believe that you're talented? Okay, so a lot of you believe you are. I don't know. All right, you can put your hands down. You know, a lot of us have different talents, and they're unique. Everyone say unique. That means they're different than everyone else's. Uh-oh, we need to pop a balloon on the boy side. That's not good. That's really not good. And you know, today we're talking about some special talents. And I want to share with you a very special talent because, you know, Poindexter's been practicing. He's been practicing really hard. And he has a talent that he wants to show us today. So we want to use our talents to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and to serve others. One more time. Can everyone say talent?
Yeah, talent, talent, talent. That's all you keep talking about.
Uh-huh.
Do you have talent? Oh, yes, I do have talent. God gave me a really cool talent. My talent is so special. Bunch of rubbish. The only good my talents have ever done is to help me get more treasure.
Oh, that's not why we use our talents, Toothy. We use our talents to...
It's Longtooth the Pirate, mighty.
Okay.
Yeah, these land
I'm
rubbers.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Well, it's important, boys and girls, that we look at what the Bible says about how to use our talents, because every single one of us has a talent that we can use amazing things for God and for the people that God loves, right?
Well, see it about that, mighty. You might want to help this landlubber back here with easy, because he clearly ain't got a plank worth of talent.
I do, too, have talent. I will prove it.
Well, Poindexter, come on out. We'll help you find your talent. Can everyone snap your fingers?
I'm kind of shy. Oh, they're snapping their fingers. Okay, here I go. Hi, boys and girls.
Yeah, how about I put you in the water with the shakes, huh, boy?
I was nervous, but here I am. I am back, and I have it. I have talent. I have pizzazz. I have the X Factor. I have the looks. I have style. I have the cool stuff. I have the dude stuff. That's what I have.
Yeah. All right, pipe down, would ya? We want to know if you found your talent or not, matey. Anything yet?
Well, I was looking up what other green guys have like me, and I have, I found guys like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, he's cool. Yeah, Kermit
the Frog. He's funny, and he can sing. And yeah, those turtle guys, you know, they can fight
Ninja Turtles,
crime.
Yeah. They can fight.
The Hulk, he's strong. And I found one guy who was a gummy bear, and he could dance, let me tell you.
So, Poindexter, you think your talent is...
Yep.
Yeah, maybe he does got the
dancing.
Moves. Yep. I used to dance before I got me peg leg. Boys and girls, would you like to see Poindexter dance?
Do you guys want to see him dance? Well then, friend.
This ought to be fun.
Let's see it. Everyone give Poindexter a hand. He's going to perform a dance for us.
Well, I kind of gave him my hand already.
Oh, okay. You're going to do Just Dance? Okay.
Hit
Let's
it.
See what you got.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy okay. bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy
You're too slow.
Bear.
Come on, dude.
I'm a jelly bear, cause I'm a gummy
Still,
bear.
You missed it.
Oh, I'm a moving, grooving, jamming, singing gummy bear. Oh, yeah, gummy, 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 gummy,
too, you're
gummy
too slow.
Bear.
Oh, this is his favorite
gummy,
part.
Gummy, gummy,
Let's see what
gummy,
he's got.
Gummy bear. Bunting by Dolly Party, bunting by Dolly Party.
Come on, Poindexter. Oh, come on, dude. Poindexter. Shh. Let's not be mean.
Well, how well did I do?
Shh, let's not be mean, everybody. Okay, everyone's got a different talent.
Let's just say you got a lot of work to do, matey.
Oh, man. I don't have any talents.
Sure you do, Poindexter. I'm sure you have a special talent. You just have to figure out what it is. It might take some time.
Yeah, I don't think dancing or singing is your thing. Maybe shoving an entire watermelon up your nose. But yeah. I'm sure you'll find out what your talent is someday.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that some of you boys, some of you girls might feel the same way that Poindexter does. You don't quite know what your talent is. You might feel that someone else is really good, or you might feel like someone else is always better. They're always smarter. They're always stronger. And you probably feel, how many of you feel that way sometimes? You're trying to find your talent, just like Poindexter. I know I felt like that a lot. But what Poindexter's trying to do is really, really good. He's going to go home, and he's going to learn what his talent is, and he's going to use it to worship God and to help others. So why don't you come back next week, Poindexter? And why don't you show us what another talent could be, okay?
Okay, I'm going to find out what my talent is. For I know I have talent, I have pizzazz, I have the X Factor, I have the looks, I have the style, I am Poindexter!
I sure hope the lad finds his talent.
I hope he does too. All right, can you give him a hand today, everybody? Poindexter, great try.
You keep saying, give him my hand. I only have one hand left.
He did all right. He did a good try. Oh, yeah. Today's going to be exciting. We're going to get to see a couple people who dance, who send in their videos. We're going to play those for you guys. I also want to give out some Bibles to use during the sermon today. It's important that you read your Bible, and I want you to help me find the verses today. So I need three people. Who wants to get a Bible? Who doesn't have one right now? This is just for you to borrow for today. Go have a seat, Moyo. Just to borrow. Here you go, Ellie. Here you go. One more. Here you go, Bennett. Right over here. Judah. And one more. Ben, why don't you share with Mick? Here you go, buddy. All right, who wants the crate? You want the crate? No, I'm kidding. You don't need the crate. You're right. So we're talking about dance today. And I don't know about you, but I used to not be able to dance. How many of you don't know how to dance at all? Like if you go to a party, birthday party, a wedding, skate city, a skate days, and everyone's dancing, you don't really know how to dance. So you kind of just wait on the side. Is that you? All right, you can put your hands down. You guys are rowdy today, man. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but I used to dance a lot. I danced a lot. And when I was, I think I was about 14, 15, I started to dance. And I started by watching YouTube videos. Any of you watch YouTube videos? Whoa. That's the next thing, Joseph. Next thing. So I used to watch these videos, and I didn't want to look like a nerd. I didn't want to look like I didn't know how to dance. So I watched these YouTube videos. I'd watch how to do the moves because when I went to a wedding or I went to the school dances and things like that, I wanted to know what the dances looked like, so I would look like I was cool. So I learned these dances on there, and I wasn't the best dancer, but then I started to do a dance. It was called Genesis Dance Team. And what I did was, for 3 years, I choreographed hip-hop dances, and I performed hip-hop dances. Some of the events, there's like 1,000 people at these events. I was outside the church, it was inside the church, and I danced. And I was thinking about dancing for you today, but I don't want to do that because I'm gonna hurt myself. I sprained my ankle. Okay. The reason why I don't want to dance today is because the focus of today is dance, but it's something more important. It's something deeper than dance. There's something that goes deeper than dance. I know I can remember those moments. There's one moment where we were on stage getting ready to dance, and there was 1,000 people. The room was dark as night. It was dark as night, and we were going out for a dance performance, and the way we started right on the floor, and we started just like this. So I'll show you. It was on the stage. The room was dark as night. I was just sitting like this, ready for my dance, and before the music came on, people started shouting. They started screaming. It was so loud we couldn't even hear our music. It was so loud. And at that moment, I felt like electricity was going through my body. I was that excited. Have any of you ever felt that before? Before a test, but you're nervous, before you're going to the court for a championship game this summer? Any of you feel that before? That's how I felt. And it was pitch black. It was crazy. And they started the music, and we had a great performance. But, you know, there were some memorable moments when we danced. There was other times where I did a backflip, and I landed on my head. And I actually broke my finger when I did that. And those are some memorable moments. But, you know, the most memorable moment for me when I danced was not when I was performing for people, but when I was performing for Jesus. And I want to talk to you today about dancing and the heart of dance, because we can dance for a bunch of different things. You see people at concerts, and they dance for the performer. You see people at weddings, they dance for each other. Even at church, you see people dancing. Some of them are dancing because they know the moves or because they like the song. But there's a difference between dancing for other things and other people and dancing for Jesus. Everyone say, for Jesus. One more time, say, for Jesus. There you go. You guys are doing awesome. So the most memorable times for me when I was dancing was when I was at home and my parents had this bathroom outside, and it had this wooden toilet. It was wooden. The pussy was wooden. And this is the only place I could get away from my family because we had so many people in our house. And I don't know about you, but when you have a lot of people in your house, it's hard to get alone. Everyone's always talking. Everyone's always crazy. And so I would have to go out to this bathroom to worship Jesus. Right next to the toilet, right there. And the most memorable times I had dancing was when I was dancing with the bathroom door closed. I would stand up on that wooden toilet, and I would jump off it like I was at a concert. But I was performing for Jesus. Doesn't that sound crazy? That sounds crazy. But those are the most memorable moments for me. I also remember, I love that you guys are having fun. I also remember when I was in a room just like this. We were downstairs, and there was moments where I would just be dancing for Jesus. They're playing music, and I would be spinning around, and I'd be jumping up and down and jumping as high as I could, shouting to the point where I was so exhausted that I would just fall to my knees, my face on the ground. I could smell the carpet. The carpet was getting warm because my breath was breathing against the carpet. And at that moment, those are the most memorable moments when I gave it all and I performed for who? For Jesus. And there's somebody in the Bible that danced a whole lot. He danced a whole lot. But the thing about this guy was that he danced in front of a bunch of people, but he danced for one person. It was for God. So I want to talk to you about this person today. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to this verse. It's 2 Samuel chapter 6, and I gave you some of you some Bibles, so if you can turn there quickly and be Abby up here, you can help me read. You had to turn there first. Toby, you got it? 2 Samuel chapter 6?
I win.
He's got it. Very good. Let me grab a microphone for you, buddy. Okay. Okay, how much time we got? We got enough time. Okay. So I want you to pay really close attention to this Bible story. We're going to look at the words in these sentences, in this chapter of this amazing book. This is God's book. So turn there, 2 Samuel chapter 6. I'm going to have a couple people read, so you got to be paying attention and ready to read. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Toby, I want you to read chapter 6, verse 1, and I'll tell you when to stop, okay? And let me just explain our rules one more time, everybody. Everyone say rules. We have B-A-L-L as our rules. We didn't go over it today because you guys already follow the rules so well. And you guys are doing really well on the let's have fun part. But remember, we have three other rules. We have one, be obedient and don't interrupt. We have always stay in your seat unless you have. And then we have love God, and respect your neighbor, okay? So if you have your raffle tickets, this is to help you make sure that you are following these rules and make sure that when we're reading the Bible, when we're worshiping, and when we're praying, we're giving God 100% all of our attention today. Can you do that with me? Can you do that with me? All right. We're going to read the Bible. I want you to pay close attention to these words that are on the screen or right there on your lap. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Go ahead.
Again, David brought together the best soldiers in Israel. The total number was 30,000.
30,000 people. 30,000. Mr. Jeff, Mr. Nehemiah needs his ticket taken. We pay attention when we're reading the Bible. All right, let's keep reading.
He and all of his men started out from Baalah in Judah. They wanted to bring the Ark of God up to Jerusalem from there. The Ark is named after the Lord. He is the Lord who rules over all. He sits on his throne between the servants that are on the Ark. The Ark was God's and on a new cart.
All right, so pause right there. Let's see a picture of this ark. This is not an ark like a boat that we talked about. The Ark of God looked kind of like this. It was a place that the presence of God, that who God was carried throughout the world through this thing. It was a really powerful, really cool, really expensive thing they carried around. And God moved with this thing. So let's keep reading.
Then it was brought from Adamel's house, which was on a hill. Uzzah and Ahah were guiding the cart. They were the sons of Abinadab. The Ark of God was on the cart. Ahah was walking in front of it.
All right, very good, Mr. Toby. Can you clap your hands? He did a great job. We'll grab a piece of candy from the bottom drawer right there. So it says, they had the Ark of God. Everyone say Ark. And then they put it on a cart. Everyone say cart. Okay, I need some people to help me with this. I need somebody who's in kindergarten. All right, we'll pick you. Come on up. Somebody else in kindergarten. Let's see. Right. You don't want to? Gabby, come on up. All right, is he hiding? Come on up. Oh, look at this. Where'd my cart go? Who took my cart? You guys stay here. Stay here. I'm still here. Somebody move my cart. Okay. Okay. All right, what's your name?
Say Eli.
Was it?
Say,
Eli?
Yes.
This is Eli, everybody. Say hi, Eli.
Hi.
Shy. All right. What's your name?
Gabby.
This is Gabby. Say hi, Gabby.
Hi.
All right, Gabby, Eli, come over here. All right, this is a cart, everybody. The Bible says that they put the Ark of God on a cart. cart? Why would they put the most expensive, the most important thing they had, the presence of God, on a cart? Why would they do that, Eli? I don't know. Well, we're going to put you on the cart, okay? All right. All right, sit down. Okay. You're doing great. All right, Gabby, you're going to push the cart, okay? Just push him around. Don't push him off the stage, though, okay? Do not push him off the stage. Don't get out, okay? Okay. All right, so this cart is really an amazing thing, isn't it? I mean, it's metal. It might break because Eli is kind of heavy. But this cart is pretty cool. And I'm sure Eli feels really special. Do you feel special, Eli? I don't think he does. So in this story, keep pushing him around, Gabby. Good job. In this story, we'll have some more fun today. But this is really a time for us to listen and for us to see what the Bible is saying. So this is just showing us what they did with the cart. So they pushed this cart, and the Ark of God, this was an important item. And they were not supposed to put this item on a cart. Everyone say no. They were not supposed to. The cart was one of the most valuable things they could have because wherever this ark was, God would bless them. God would give them things. They would become rich. This thing was more than luck. It was the power and the presence of God. And they decided to put it on an ark because they thought they could make it even cooler. They thought they could make it different. They thought they could do it their own way. But what they didn't realize is that God's presence was not... We have a lot of girls who are talking today. This is so important. Don't miss this. We had to pop a balloon. Boys, you have two. Girls, you have two. Keep going, Gabby. You're doing good. But they didn't realize that the Ark of God, the presence of God, is not to be carried by an object like a cart. God wanted his presence to be carried not by a thing, not even by a place, but he wanted it to be carried by a person. He wanted the Ark to be carried by people. Just like God wants us to carry his presence. Everyone put your hand over your heart. God wants you to be the carrier of his presence. The Holy Spirit, if you said, God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I want to follow you. You're in charge of my life. God breathes into you. That means that you now have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Now you can hear what God is hearing. You can think what God is thinking. And you can do what God is telling you to do. You can hear his voice. I am sure that some of you have experienced that before, where you know the Holy Spirit is with you. Keep pushing him around. God doesn't want it to be just in a building like this. God doesn't want his presence to be through a song. God doesn't want it to be through an object. God wants it to be transferred through you. Everyone say me. God wants his presence to be carried by you and me, not by this item. And something bad happens because they're doing it the wrong way. Keep going, Gabby. Eli, you doing okay? All right, he's doing okay. He's focused. Let's keep reading. If you have your Bibles, let's keep reading. So David and all Israel were celebrating with all of their might before the Lord. With castanets, these are instruments, harps, lyres, timbrels, sistrums, and cymbals. Do we celebrate with all of our might before Jesus like David did? Do you think we do that? We need to celebrate. Not just the loud ones, not just the crazy ones. He said all of Israel, all 30,000 of those people, they were celebrating before God with all of their might. All right, we're going to have you guys stop, okay, Gabby? Eli, can you guys clap your hands for them? They did a great job. Oh, there you go, buddy. You may grab a piece of candy from the bottom drawer right over there. So he worshiped God with all of his might, and all those people worshiped with him. Great job. What they were doing was they were celebrating that God was bringing back the ark. He's bringing back his blessing. And so, you know what? It's really important that we celebrate things. Did you guys know that 4 weeks ago, right here in this room, we had 321 kids? Did you know that? 4 weeks ago? Did you know that our previous record for the most kids at Glad Tidings in the history of Glad Tidings to come to church on a Sunday in kindergarten through fifth grade? Did you know that the previous record we hit last year at 275? We broke that record 4 weeks ago by 50 kids. 50 kids. Right now, we have the most kids we have ever had in the history of Glad Tidings Church. Did you guys know that? Did you know that last year, we had over 300 kids give their lives to Jesus? Did you know that? Did you celebrate that? Did you know that? Man, sometimes I forget amazing things that God does. Did you know that this past summer we did Summer Blast? You guys remember that? We had over 300 boys and girls who didn't even come to our church. You guys did these Summer Blasts at your houses, in your neighborhoods. How many of you did that in your neighborhoods? You guys who did that, you did something that no one else has ever done. You had over 300 people that wouldn't even come to church hear about Jesus. That's amazing to me. That's something worth celebrating. And the Israelites were celebrating with all their might because they were happy that God is bringing back his presence. God is doing something amazing. Let's go to verse 6. This is an amazing story. There's so much in here. When they came to the threshing floor where they have wheat and stuff of Nacon, Uzzah, who knows what Uzzah means? Uzzah means strength. Uzzah, this guy who's strong, reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen, the things that were pulling this ark in the cart, they stumbled, they fell. You know what happened? The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah, the strong guy, because of his irreverent act. He was disrespectful. Therefore, God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark of God. When we are carrying God's presence, boys and girls, when we're worshiping him, God doesn't want us to do it in our own strength. How many of you feel like you're pretty strong? Pretty strong? We are never as strong as we need to be for the plans that God has for your life. God wants to empower you. He wants to give you his presence so you can be strong. But when we try to do it in our own strength, we'll simply fail and fail and fail and fail again. It doesn't matter how many things we have. It doesn't matter how cool we look or the clothes that we have. We need to depend on God, not our own strength. We can't do it. We need to draw closer to God, get to know him more. Let's go to verse 8. Are you listening to these words? Is God speaking to your heart yet? You have to be listening closely. That's okay. That's okay if you say no, because it may not be you, because you're not listening to what God is saying. God is saying something in your heart, and you have to be listening. It's not me. It's God that's going to speak to your heart today. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah, the strong guy. And to this day, that place is called Perez Uzzah, meaning unto this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how can the ark of God ever come to me? He was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. So he took it to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. This was a Levite guy. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months, and the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Now King David was told, the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he has because of the ark of God. You know what the Obed-Edom means? Servant. Servant. Can you guys say that? Servant. Do you remember the story of David? Where did David begin at? He was a shepherd on the side of a mountain, and then he became a servant. You know, David, he didn't want to be this important king. God put that in him, but he wanted to be a servant. So David realized, you know what? God is blessing this servant. He wants to bless me. This servant. God wants to bless this servant if I only had the presence of God in my life. So let's go to verse 12. So David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who were carrying the Ark of the Lord had taken six steps, so six steps, each step that was about 5 feet. So when they went 30 feet, he sacrificed a bull, which is an animal, and a fat calf, so a big cow. So what he did was he did six steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then what did he do? Sacrifice. Okay? So he went six steps, and then he? Okay, I want you to say it with me. I want you to remember this. Okay, so ready? Six steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six steps. Okay, we'll keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six steps. One more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six steps. And he sacrificed. He was saying, God, I want to do it your way. I'm a servant of you. I'm going to worship you with all of my heart. That's what he was doing. And let's look at verse 14. 14 and 15, this is where we're gonna end here. Wearing a linen ephod, this was an outfit they wore, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. That's where he was dancing. You know this linen shirt? Everyone look at your clothes. Your clothes might be cool, but this linen ephod was not cool. Mine's kind of ripped. This linen ephod wasn't the coolest kind of clothes. It was actually really not very special kind of clothes for a king at all. He put on a servant. He put on this normal garment, and he was dancing before God. It wasn't about him. It wasn't about his attention. It was about God's. He was dancing before God. He danced before the Lord with all of his might. How many of you want to be a servant of God? Have any of you thought about that? That's a special thing. Do we want to do important things in this world, or do we want to be a servant of God? Which one sounds more exciting? Probably the most important things, right? Those are the things that sound more exciting. Right, Akeem? The important things sound exciting. But God, listen to this. I know you're going to get this. I know you're going to get it. God doesn't want us to focus on the important statuses, being in charge. He wants us to focus on being a servant. Jesus came to be a servant of all. David, the king of all the nation of Israel, had 30,000 people following him. He wanted to be a servant, and God began to bless that. Let's look at verse 15. While he and all Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts and the sounds of trumpets. So you know what happened is, they stopped using this cart to carry the Ark of God, and they began to carry it themselves. How many of you would like to be able to carry the presence of God? You carry it with you. You know, the presence of God means that you have power. That means when you pray, things come true. It's not just a wish upon a star. When you speak things, you have boldness. You have confidence when you speak things by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you have the mind of God, when you have the presence of God, you have the mind of God, you can think thoughts, you can have wisdom, you can know how to pray for someone that you would never have before. I have right here two keys. I know someone in this room who has a key that they wear. It's a TJ back there. There's a key. TJ, not DJ. There's a key. And this key is not powerful at all, but it is a symbol, it's a representation, and it's a reminder that I have power. When I pray, I have a key. I have the presence of God with me. I have the power of the presence of God with me. And this key is a representation of that. It unlocks the presence of God. It is being a servant of God to unlock the power. Pay attention to this. Don't miss it. The authority, the boldness and the strength, the blessing of God, it's the presence of God. It's being a servant of God. So we're going to pray together. You guys can put that music on here just at about 3:30 in the video. So our first step today, boys and girls, is to look at our actions, to think about the way we live our life, and let the Holy Spirit, let God, let the presence of God come close to you by saying, God, I want you to look at my heart. And I want your feeling of conviction. Feeling of conviction means that you have a deep sorrow for your sins, a deep sorrow for what you've done. You realize something you didn't realize before, that what you've been doing has been wrong. And you realize that you need help. And repentance is saying, God, it's the next step. Once you realize that and you have conviction, you don't want to stay there, boys. The next step is repentance. And you say, God, I am sorry. And I am going to change through your strength, through your power. You know what? I don't want to do this ever again. I want to follow you. And I want your help. That's the second step. The last step is when you leave this place. Once you ask for forgiveness, you repent. The last step is going from here and being a servant to each person. Being a servant. Be carrying the power of the presence of God by being a servant. Serving other people. How can I help you? How can I share something that's encouraging to you? How can I use my talent to help you? So I want you guys to close your eyes today. Close your eyes with me. We're just going to have an altar time of repentance today. Today, I want you guys to be so silent that you could hear a mouse in this room. So silent that you could hear a mouse in this room. Shh. You guys can turn the music up just a little bit. So silent you could hear a mouse in this room. Shh. I just want your ears. Everyone's eyes closed. Now is a really special time for you to ask God to show you your thoughts, show you your actions that maybe you need conviction of. You know, God, I haven't done the right things. I haven't followed the right directions. I want to follow you. Shh. I can hear a lot of things, but I can't hear any mouses. I can hear a lot of people's voices. Don't want to hear your voices right now. God wants to hear your heart. Shh. If you want to focus just a little bit more, I want to invite you. If you want to say, God, I want your presence. I want you to convict me. I want to feel that sorrow that leads me to repentance. I want to repent today, and I want to be a servant. I want you to just come up front right here and just find a place to kneel up front. I want to do the same thing today, boys and girls. If it's one of you, if it's 10 of you, that's up to God. But right now, God is asking you, are you going to respond? Are you going to say, God, I want you to show me what's in my heart. I want your conviction. I want to repent today. If you're up here, I just want you to be in closing your eyes, listening. You can whisper. You can talk to God very quietly. You can sing very quietly if you want to. Don't come up here because your friends are up here. Come up here because God is up here. His presence is up here. And he wants to give you the key today by you saying, God, you know what? I want to be a servant today. I want to be a servant. I want you to do it your way. I don't want to carry the ark on my own cart anymore. God, I know you want to carry it in my heart through the Holy Spirit today. So wherever you're at, I just want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. You can turn that up just a little bit more. Just close your eyes today. Have a chance to talk to God. You have a chance to hear from him. Just begin to pray. You don't have to know all the know-hows. You don't have to know all the sayings. You don't have to know all the words. God just wants to hear you. He wants to hear you pray. He wants to hear your heart. He wants to feel your feelings. He wants to know what you're feeling. He wants to speak to you today. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Don't worry about anybody else in this room. It's not by your own strength. It's not by how cool you are today. It's about you being a servant and saying, God, I get on my knees today, and I need your help. I need your strength, God. God, I repent today. God, help me to have conviction for the wrong things in my life right now. God, I want to turn from my ways. I want to follow you. I want to carry your presence, God, by being a servant and have those keys, God, to authority, to have confidence, to have boldness, God. That power over my sin, over my attitude, over my words. I want to have the right thoughts to share with people who need help, who need encouragement. I just want you to pray. The adults in the room are going to begin laying hands on you, just praying for you. Don't worry about anybody else in the room. Just focus on Jesus today. Just close your eyes today and just pray. God wants to hear you today. You guys, but I know that right now that you're the ones who are carrying the presence of God right now. Look around the room. Look around the room. How many of you are there? How many adults are there right now? You're the ones who are carrying the presence of God. You're not too young. Can you feel God's presence in this place? It's not because of me. It's not because of Miss Jan or Mr. Jeff right now. It's because of you. God's presence is moving in this place because of you saying, God, I want to be a servant. God, I want to do it your way. I can't do it in my own strength. I need your presence, God. So if you felt God's presence today, God wants to show you that every single day of your life, when you're at your home, when you're in a car, when you're at school, he wants to show you that because he loves you. Because he loves you. And use your talent to the presence of God. Not because you're super talented and you get attention. Boys, especially you guys, when you guys play sports and you try to be strong and things, use your talents for Jesus through the presence of God. Hey, let's pray together. Let's pray together. Can everyone put their hand up today? If you're up front, if you're at your seats, put your hand up today. God, today we want your presence. We want to carry your presence with us. God, when we go home, I pray, God, that we would have the key to your throne room, God. We'd have the key to being with you, your presence, God, by being a servant. By being humble, God, today. So, God, I pray that each one of us would carry the presence, your presence with us. Not by a cart, just like in the story. Not by a cart, but through our hearts, God. So today, God, we're going to go back to our seats, and we're going to be ready to go out and share with others. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Can you give a clap for Jesus? Awesome. God did a good job today, too. All right, we're going to show you a short dance video, and then I'll give you your journal points as we close today. Let's see that dance video.